All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Coquitlam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Squamish. And we stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intlakem Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. How are you doing?
Oh, goofs.
I might help if I have the mic near me. Falling asleep here? No, I'm not. I'm really good. Thanks. Yes.
Awesome. Yes. We have a really awesome show coming up.
Yes.
And our subject is on positive energy. So it's going to be a great one. We're going to start off with some old tunes, one of our favorite bands from Down Under, and it's from AC/DC, and it's Thunderstruck, so let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all other genders and people from all over the world, from Africa, from Australia, from England, from New Zealand, from Russia, Ukraine, Japan, China, wherever you are, we love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. We have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a big interview with Fiona Dalton coming up. She's the CEO of St. Paul Hospital. And we did an interview with her. We also have Shkwait Shekhlach coming up. We have Lady Faima coming up. We'll be talking with Wegged Escalator on, and also the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And we also have our music coordinator coming in later on, Kanavar. And he's going to share a song with us too. So
strap in.
let's start this show right, and let's do some breaths, and we'll try do what our brother Wegedesk taught us how to do. So we're going to do three deep breaths, and we're going to invite all the positivity into our lungs and into us. And then on the exhale, we're going to get rid of all our negativity. So let's try it on 3, 2, 1. That's so awesome.
Oxygenating that blood.
Yeah, for sure. Getting it into our brains, our bodies, and getting us ready for some pretty awesome subjects and music and topics. So we're going to go with our next interview, which is going to be with Fiona Dalton. And as I mentioned before, she's the CEO of St. Paul Hospital. And before that, we're going to introduce her with a song. And it's a little bit doomy and all over the place, just like a hospital is. And it's from Telekinetic Yeti. And the song is called Beneath the Black Sun. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with the show. And we'll be playing our interview. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everyone. Oops, sorry. Wrong one. I got to get it. Here it goes. Go. Right there.
There we go.
You betcha.
Thank you.
we're back. That was Telekinetic Yeti, Beneath the Black Sun. And we're going to play our recorded interview with Fiona Dalton, which was introduced to us by Lady Faima, our production manager here at Free Voices. So we thank her and appreciate her. Mm. And without further ado, we'll play the interview. Here goes. This is Hui Ange Shaklach from the radio program Free Voices.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I was introduced to you from Lady Faima. She's our production manager at Free Voices.
And right, yes.
Yes, we have a segment on our radio program called Talking with Achievers.
Right.
Yes, and you're the chief executive officer of St. Paul Hospital, right?
Yes, of actually Providence Healthcare, and we run St. Paul's Hospital as well as some other facilities, like, for instance, Mount St. Joseph Hospital.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'd really like to commend you on your dedication to humanitarian compassion and just all that you've done and achieved in your position.
Thank you. Thank you. That's really kind of you.
Yes. So I have right now a few questions. And I'm sure all the listeners out there would really love to know, too. And just what it takes for your education to get to that position and the qualifications that you need.
Well, I think that every CEO comes to the job from a different route. There's no one defined route. But for me, I grew up in the UK, in England, and then I went to university in Oxford, and I studied human sciences, which was a degree which took lots of a very generalist approach and lots of different disciplines thinking about the same questions. And I think that at the time I thought that that was not qualifying me for anything, but in retrospect it was really helpful in terms of a way of thinking and understanding different world perspectives. And then after that, the National Health Service, the NHS in the United Kingdom, runs a graduate management training scheme. And so I went into that, and for the first 3 months on that scheme, all you do is you spend a day with different people in healthcare. So I had a day with the porters, for instance, a day in the operating rooms, a day with the finance team, a day with the nurses on the ward, and so kind of really understanding how healthcare works. And then after that, I was put on a placement within a small hospital, and then I gradually got more experienced and more senior and more leadership positions in healthcare. And I was the CEO of a big hospital on the south coast of England, Southampton, and was really enjoying that and didn't have any plans to move. And then I was approached about the possibility of applying for this job here in Vancouver. And I thought it was just such an amazing opportunity. I couldn't say no to that. And so I moved halfway across the world to come here. And that was 5 years ago.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, a lot of what myself and probably many listeners out there, we all have a general idea based on what we've seen on movies and in TV programs, such as House, very famous TV program. So we all have that in our minds
and probably from our own personal experience of, you know, going into hospitals and facing the hurricane of emotions. It's mm-hmm. just so overpowering at times. And so we know that we all go through that ourselves, and yourself being right in the eye of that whole tornado and hurricane of trauma, what helps you maintain the energy of such a heavy task and responsibility? What do you use personally or publicly, or what helps re-energize you and helps you carry on through that?
So firstly, I completely agree with your analogy of hospitals being a kind of maelstrom of emotion. But, you know, I always think that on any one day in a hospital, there are people who are having maybe the happiest day of their life in terms of their baby being born. Mm. And then people having the saddest day of their life in terms of getting really bad news for themselves or someone that they love. People in lots of pain, people right at the end of their life, and all of that emotion and caring and compassion that goes around all of those very key moments in people's lives. Mm-hmm. So I do think that the people, particularly the people who are in frontline care, nurses and physicians, but also all our allied health professionals, such as physiotherapists and speech and language pathologists, etc., and everyone, they are very, very special people. And so it's a real privilege to me to be in a role in which I can support those really important people who provide the care. Mm. In terms of how I do it, I got some real wisdom from an Indigenous elder many years ago, and she said to me, come from a peaceful place. And so I always imagine when I come to work, how am I coming from a peaceful place? Because I can't bring my own stress and my own emotion into this. And I make sure I come from a peaceful place by partly having really amazing friends and family and people who love me and look after me. And then I also get great peace from the incredibly beautiful province that we live in. I love the mountains and the sea, and I spend as much time as I can outside. Mm. And that's what restores my soul.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's so insightful to know that, you know, our nature has that effect on all of us and in the rest of the world. Humanity, it's such an important thing. And
yes.
And lastly, for what message do you have for, like, students or other people that are, you know, wanting to be involved in this kind of career or opportunity?
Well, my key message is absolutely go for it. That we have a really short time on this world, don't we? And what I think almost all of us want in life is to be doing something that is meaningful in our work, that really makes a difference to the world and to other people. And working in healthcare is one of the most meaningful things that you can do. It's often not easy. You know, it can be really challenging, and that can be physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually challenging. But also the rewards are immense. And if you can go home at the end of the day thinking that you really made a difference to someone else's life, that's an amazing thing to do. So I would encourage, you know, every student to really think about a career in healthcare, and to not just think, oh, well, that means that I have to, you know, go into nursing or go into allied health professional training. But there are so many other jobs in healthcare that we are. Hospital is kind of like a ship in terms of all the different things that are needed to run it. All of the building work and the maintenance and the food services and the communications team and the HR team and the finance team. And so almost whatever degree you are studying as a student, you could think about a career in healthcare.
Wow, that's so amazing. And it's so true because, you know, eventually we all end up in a hospital or healthcare facility because just our lives bring us there sooner or later. And I really want to give a lot of respect and positive. And from myself personally, I really do appreciate and thank you for all the wonderful hard work and dedication that all of you provide for us. It's just such an amazing, wonderful thing that you guys do for humanity. So I would like to
thank
ask,
you so much.
And I would also ask here. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there can't wait to hear from you again and get some more knowledge and encouragement and positivity and lots of blessings to you and all your staff wherever you are, and just have a great rest of your week and day.
Thank you so much, and the same to you, and thanks so much for this opportunity. It's been really lovely to chat to you.
Okay, thank you very much, and we'll have to say bye for now.
Yeah, goodbye, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're back. Somehow it cut out on us a little bit near the end, but we will be able to correct that maybe at a later time. But yeah, such interesting information that she had. Just amazing. Truly a blessing.
Yeah, for sure.
So and our topic is on positivity, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back. So our topic is on positivity, positive energy. And I believe it's something that we all need in our lives just to maintain and get through the worst parts of what we go through in our lives. And it's something that we ourselves can transform our energy. We can choose either the negative way or the positive way. And with Counselor Fari, she chose positivity at all times. Mm. And I was blessed to be around and witness and see her choices of positivity and just how blessed she was in able to transform people from, you know, having their probably worst day of their lives and coming out of that and realizing the beauty of humanity and we, each one of us, we can emanate that and make that positive choice and turn our lives around as well as people around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's what I, how I see it. And what about yourself?
I agree that there's a huge choice within everything. And I think one of the things that Fiona Dalton was talking about that I think connects to what we're talking about is she said she asked herself the question of bringing peace, or will, you know, to bring peace to